Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. High school basketball season is over, but some coaches, educators, and lawmakers are still thinking about state playoffs. Two bills, one in the State House and one in the State Senate, want to establish separate playoff systems and championships for boundary and non-boundary high schools. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall is here to explain what that means. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah.
Thank you so much for being here. So let's start with the basics. What is the difference between a boundary high school and a non-boundary high school? And what would this bill do?
A boundary school is like a traditional, you know, public school district high school where students come from a very specific geographic area. A non-boundary school would be, you know, a private school, a parochial school, a charter school, where kids can come from all over the place to attend.
Okay, so then this bill would put those two types of schools into a separate playoffs and championship system for basketball.
Yeah, for example, there could be a, you know, a bracket for boundary schools and a separate bracket for non-boundary schools.
Okay, so now that we know what these bills are, who is backing them and why did this come up all of a sudden?
There's been a lot of talk over the years, you know, that these non-boundary schools can recruit players, that it's not fair for, you know, these traditional public high school teams to have to face these schools in playoffs and championships. So after this last basketball season, it really became heightened. So Old Forge, you know, 3.4 square miles, yes. Which they love to, you know, remind us that, you know, these players on that team came from just that geographic area. And they did really well. They had a great season. They've been playing together since they were, you know, little boys. And they made it to the state championship. And they lost to a team from Western Pennsylvania, Swickley Academy. And that team had players from literally all over the world on it. So that loss really brought this issue to light again, that, you know, is this fair? There were, you know, two students on that team from Africa. And then you have, you know, students from Old Forge playing against them.
Okay. And I believe you spoke with the Riverside superintendent, who's one of the vocal supporters of this. Why is he so interested in it?
He said Riverside, you know, these last 3 years has had three of the best basketball teams they've ever had. They've also lost in playoffs the last 3 years to Catholic schools from Philadelphia that either won the state championship or played for it.
Okay. So we're obviously in very early stages here with these two bills. There's one, again, on the House floor, and there's one in the Senate introduced by Marty Flynn. But are you seeing a lot of support for this?
Yeah, a lot of area schools have signed on to support these bills. There's a Facebook group that is really pushing for change. There's a rally scheduled for June in Harrisburg, and people are really starting to get behind this idea.
Have you heard any takes from those boundary schools, those private schools, of if they are going to support this or if they would oppose it?
Not yet. I think a lot of them are taking like a wait and see approach to see, you know, what really does happen in the House and Senate.
Okay, so as we said, the House bill has been introduced. Senator Marty Flynn introduced the Senate bill. What's the status of these two bills right now?
The House bill came out of committee, so now the entire House would have to vote on it. And the Senate bill was just introduced, you know, just a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Do you think that this has application in any other sports besides basketball?
So it would actually be every sport, not just basketball. You know, this last basketball season really brought the issue to light again, but it would be, you know, across the board, all sports governed by the PIAA.
Okay. Well, Sarah, thank you so much. And we look forward to more coverage of this as we get into these other sports seasons and see how it progresses.
Thanks, Sarah.